You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, and in the 10 o'clock hour, we always try to have youth performances. Sometimes it's essays, readers, writers. Sometimes folks sing. Sometimes people play musical instruments. And all levels are featured. And today, you're going to hear from four very talented musicians. They are all first chairs in the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra. And they today are playing as a quartet. They are known as the Montgomery Fellowship Quartet. They have two selections they'll play for you, and the first is called Incandescent by Joan Taylor. Or, excuse me, Joan Tower.
Thank you.
Montgomery Fellowship Quartet at the Saturday Light Brigade. And that work by Joan Tower, who's still living, a contemporary composer who lives in New Rochelle, New York. And your playing that prompted me to learn more about Joan Tower. And what an interesting person. Sequoia was one of her first orchestral compositions. And then Fanfare for the Uncommon Woman, a response to Fanfare for the Common Man from Copland. What a great piece. Next is something completely different, far more traditional. And then we'll talk with our four musicians. This is a work of Beethoven. It's Beethoven's Quartet, Opus 59. And number one, and the first movement, again, the Montgomery Fellowship Quartet. Thank you. The Montgomery Fellowship Quartet, featuring members of the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra, Bravo, and we'll talk with each quartet member in just a moment, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger. Robert Gray is here, too, in a great mix of the quartet. This is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUPFM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, PCTV Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and slbradio.org, live and on demand, where it's always Saturday. 33 degrees today and tomorrow for the high, 22 overnight after a sunset of 4:53. A 30% chance of snow today throughout the weekend, a little higher in Grove City, Clarion, and Indiana. An inch or less of accumulation for Pittsburgh, maybe a little bit more north, and about an inch in Ohio as well. Currently 27 in Clarion and Grove City, 28 in New Concord, 25 in Indiana, 25 in Washington, and 27 degrees at our studios in historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. 11:05.
Pardon me, stranger, I hope there's no danger. You think I'm getting off of my range? Oh, but I calculate you're from my state. And though it may sound strange, I allow it's how you're from Texas. You talk a lingo I understand. I bet my kale that you hail from Texas, cause there's no mistake in the brand. You've got a smile like an acre of sunflowers, and your eyes are a blue bonnet blue. Shake hands, it's granule from Texas, cause I'm from Texas too.
Saturday Light Brigade, it's now 9 minutes after 11 o'clock, and it's time to meet these musicians here. None of them want to wear their headphones. We went through this headphone exercise before, and I even gave Eleanor a better color microphone. I'm going to start, who should I start with here? This is the quartet that just finished in our last hour. And thanks to David Watkins from the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Board, as well as Antoinette Tuma, for their strong belief in the power of music and youth to help transform and inspire others. And let's see. Why don't we start with, everyone's pointing at everybody else. Let's start with Andrew there. I get to be in charge. Good morning. Andrew's back and away. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Where are you from, Andrew?
I'm from Butler.
And how old are you?
I am 16.
And you go to Lincoln Park Performing Arts School?
Yep.
Which is in Beaver, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought so. How long have you played? Now, you were playing violin, and all of you, I really loved, I liked both pieces, but particularly in the Beethoven piece, you each seem to have a chance to to stretch out and shine, but also to play well as an ensemble. Did you start when you were really little?
I started like in fourth grade, so not as little as some people, but I saw it in our school orchestra and I just picked it up, and the rest is, you know, history.
Now, how long have you been at Lincoln Park? The school's only been around for about 4 years or so.
I think it's in its 6 year. This is my third year there.
And it must be, you know, a pleasure to be surrounded by a lot of other musicians, mm-hmm. I would imagine. Have you thought at all about what you might want to do after high school?
I know. I definitely want to go into music, and, you know, pretty much I'm up for anything that will get me through, but I really am, like, enthralled by jazz and a lot of alternative music, and I'm actually studying with Eric DeFade, who's a brilliant saxophone player. But I plan on probably going just to get a music degree, like bachelor's in performing, and then later go to a jazz program and get a master's in that, and then hopefully be able to play different kinds of jazz. Like, I'm a lot into the R&B and funk kind of stuff too. Plus, I'm pretty much interested in any kind of music.
How did you get exposed to jazz?
Actually, a lot through Lincoln, because most of the players there are either guitarists or pianists, or like a lot of people that would play alternative music. And, you know, I just kind of started listening to it, and I really liked it, so that's where I feel like I'm heading.
Well, excellent. Do you want to say hello to anybody that might be listening?
Just my family and friends.
Well, great. Well, thank you. Do you go by Andrew?
I go by Andrew or Drew.
Okay, well, thanks. That's Andrew or Drew Percy. And let's go to Eleanor next, since I was kind enough to get her a green microphone rather than a yellow one. What's this aversion to yellow?
I don't know. I just don't like the color.
Well, it's good to speak up, since we have so many different colors here.
Yeah, and green is actually my favorite color, so yeah, it works out.
Happy to accommodate. And I'm also glad you're letting me tease. I don't mean to tease. I'm just kind of having fun. Eleanor played the cello, and she goes to Trinity High School in Washington. What year are you in there?
I'm a senior.
Oh, boy. Do you know what's going to happen?
Well, no, but I'm hopefully going to go to a conservatory and major in music performance.
Your applications are all done?
Yes.
This
thank
is the
goodness.
Time. Yeah, could you say that a month ago?
Yes, actually. I got them done a month early.
Good for you. Where did you apply?
The Eastman School of Music, the Cleveland Institute of Music, Carnegie Mellon, a few other places. So.
Well, terrific. I hope you'll find out soon. Do you have a first choice? You don't have to answer that if you don't want to.
Yeah, I don't know. It's sort of a tie between Eastman and Cleveland, so.
Well, I hope you succeed. You're really talented. It was fun to listen to you kind of beneath everybody as you were playing. I mean, not musically, I mean tone-wise, pitch-wise.
Oh, thank you,
that was a compliment. When did you start to play?
Well, I started on piano when I was 5, but when I was 7, I started cello. So,
oh, yeah. Terrific. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to my family if they're listening. I don't know if they are. And I'd like to thank my teacher, Ann Martin Dale Williams, and everybody else who's, you know, made these opportunities for me, like the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Board and Antoinette Tuma and our coach, Jeremy Black. They've all been great. It's been a great experience. This is actually my second year in the quartet. So I've really been exposed to all the things they've done for us, and I really appreciate it.
Thanks. You're a good articulate spokesman for the Montgomery Quartet. I mean that. Thank you,
Thank you.
Fellowship Quartet. Let's meet Daniel next. Daniel Orson was playing viola, and then we'll meet the other violin player. Hello, Daniel.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
And you are at PA Cyber School, right?
Yep.
What year are you in?
Sophomore.
And how did you come to be a part of the Youth Symphony Orchestra? And have you been in it for just a short time now, or has it been a while?
I've been in it for 3 years. This is my third year. I started going to concerts of theirs when I was younger, and I wanted to be in the orchestra, so I auditioned and got in.
What a great story. So now you're probably inspiring other younger people to come forward and listen. Everyone giggles at you. is there something about Daniel I should know?
He's very shy.
I would never know it. I'm pretty shy too, actually. And you would, yeah, you might know that. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Hi, Mom.
There she is. And it's almost too early since you're a sophomore now. Have you been thinking about a career in music?
Yep.
Excellent. Performing or teaching?
Performing.
What kind of music do you like besides the kind of music you just played?
Well, I enjoy some jazz and some rock, but mostly classical.
Excellent. Anything else you want to say?
No.
Okay, well, thank you. And then Shinju Sasanuma is here, and that's her brother Mark out there, right?
Yep.
Is that your brother? And did I get your name correct, I hope?
Just Shinju.
Shinju. And you were also playing violin, excuse me. And tell me a little bit about yourself. Where do you go to school?
Well, I go to Mount Lebanon High School. I went to Kappa last year and came here last year, and I had a great time, and it's good to be back.
Yeah, I remember when you were here last time. I forget, however, how long you've played violin. Did you start as a youngster?
Well, I don't remember exactly how long I've been playing. Well, I've been playing since I was 3.
Wow.
But when you're in 3, you're just, you know, playing for fun.
So you were a Suzuki girl, probably? Or
I didn't start out with Suzuki book, but you know, I just played Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and, you know, had a recital. It was great. It was fun. And I think I had a great start as a violinist.
Now, what year in Mount Lebanon are you now?
I'm a sophomore.
Okay, so you've got a little time too, but are you thinking of music as a career, I'm guessing?
Well, yeah. I love music, and I really want to bring my career as a musician. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a tough choice.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a challenge. Now, is Mark as much fun to hang out
crazy.
With as he seems to be here?
He's really crazy.
Yeah, he's
like
sort of oblivious to the fact that you're being heard on 6 radio stations right now. He's just up there playing on the stage, I see.
Oh. Yeah, he runs a lot. We got to chase him.
Yeah. Would you like to say hi to anybody at all?
Just to my parents right there, and, well, Mount Lebanon people, if they're listening right now, hi.
Great. We have a lot of listeners in Mount Lebanon, and again, I want to thank the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra, Dave Watkins, Antoinette Tuma, the Montgomery Fellowship Quartet, and did anybody want to say something that they forgot to say?
I just wanted to thank the Chamber Music Society because they sponsor everything we do with the quartet, and they always help any of us out with anything.
Thanks, Drew. Any other late-breaking additions? Well, thank you all for being here. You sounded great. We'll let you know how you can hear yourselves back at neighborhoodvoices.org. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, where Josh Verbanitz performs. He'll be joining us in about 10 minutes.